When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow. Welcome to the show.
Oh, no.
That was such an encouraging start.
Oh, my God. I have too many files open in my brain. I'm mentally ill. I know what's coming, and I'm afraid.
What's coming?
Cindy's gonna follow up on everything.
Yeah, this is our
follow-up. I haven't done any of my homework.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I know it's coming.
It's detention.
But she's making us do the follow-up. I was like, can't we just pretend like we never discussed these things? And she said no.
No, last month we had several.
Well, I appreciate
things.
You making us accountable for what we say.
That's right.
What did we say, Giancarlo?
I am listening.
Well, let's start off. I realize that.
Oh man.
When we were talking about fetishes.
Yes, that we were all supposed to report back.
And I had mentioned, you know, that, you know, maybe my fetish would be
to sleep with a little person.
Right.
But by the way, Chelsea Handler, I'm reading this.
Chewy?
No, okay, wait. She's got this book called Uganda Be Kidding Me.
Right.
Right? Which I started listening to because of this trip to Uganda and the Congo that I'm going to be taking for the UN. And she's like, why don't we have an app for little people like Grindr? And I was
so
like,
so that's what I was just going to tell you. But because I've been off social media for quite some time, I realized
I thought about you.
I don't have a way to connect.
She said that we should do it on Grindr.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
Chelsea
that's my
Handler.
Update. So I realized that an idea that I had has been impeded by another decision for my sanity.
Yeah.
So I'm now going to need to figure out.
How to locate.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be apps for that, though. There's
I'm sure.
Said no.
But I don't use anything like Craigslist or
Grindr,
Bumble, or any of those things.
Grindr just
that
gay?
Would scare me.
Grindr.
Is Grindr just gay, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, just answer it, Jake. You know.
All right.
Sorry,
I guess if it's called Grindr, it probably is
actually
just gay, I guess.
I think somehow I have a friend whose brother started Grindr.
Is it just gay?
I believe it is. I know Manhunt is.
Oh, well, that's just...
I've seen those billboards around town.
Bumble is supposedly the good... Maybe you could find someone on Bumble. A lot of people
Coffee
like Bumble.
And Bagel, somebody was saying.
Hinge.
I've heard of that one.
Hinge is a big one.
Hinge, I've never...
Hinge is pretty
good.
Yeah,
but I like go on and like, what if you just have like a... Like, I'm looking for somebody more petite.
I think it'd probably be more exciting just to
meet them in the world.
Right, meet
them. You just need to go out with that friend of yours that you said you would go hang out.
I got to call him.
Place.
He's in New York.
So G did nothing.
I did nothing.
I saw a costume but it wasn't really a costume. It looked more like one of those hoodie capes that you put on kids when they get out of the shower, but it was for adults. I contemplated buying them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
She was supposed to be a furry.
Oh.
I'm hurt that you forgot my
Cindy was gonna
my,
be a
my attempt at a fetish.
No, I just heard kids and capes, and I'm just thinking of like Leaving Neverland, which
oh,
was the
God.
Most
oh, no.
terrible thing to watch.
Disturbing.
And I can't. I just can't.
Oh, we'll get that. Yeah, that's a different conversation. Oh, I know.
So yeah, I have no follow up.
Okay. Well,
I actually have some follow up on Jake's.
Jake had a dream job.
Right. Jake had a dream job, which yep. was to go to this distillery, right, in Brooklyn?
Yep. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And do a cold call.
Right. But here's the thing. Jake never got back to me on anything.
Jake, wait.
Jake, you piece of shit.
We left the studio that day.
Millennial.
And G said, I said, when should I get back to you? And G said, don't worry. I'll take care of this and I'll get back to you.
Exactly right. And he did that. Okay. He did exactly what I told him, but because it's his idea
yep.
and I got a million things going on in my life, I had zero
follow up
for his idea.
I didn't want to bug G. I know you have
You're
a million
never
going
to get a job if you don't.
But I could have a million and one things.
So-called bug.
Right. But I wanted to add that I've recently had some developments in my poker career where
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm moving forward full force with that at least until
a poker.
Yes, until the end of summer. The World Series of Poker is from end of May until mid July.
Will I see you on TV?
If all goes well, maybe. But
what team are you on?
The Lucky
team
Jack.
Jake?
Team,
not a team, not
team
a team.
Lucky Jack.
Oh, that's right.
This is team the third time I'm the sponsor of Lucky Jack Coffee. We're gonna
Lucky
give you
Jack
free coffee.
Yeah, pump
Lucky
it into
Jake.
My veins.
Lucky Jake.
Are you allowed to wear a Lucky Jack T-shirt?
I can wear whatever I want, and I'd be happy to wear a Lucky Jack.
All right, so I'm gonna make you a Lucky Jack T-shirt
yep.
that on the back says across your shoulders, Lucky Jake.
Yeah,
Lucky Jake.
See, it okay. takes a village.
All right, that I'm gonna write down.
We got it. Your guys' faces on it or something.
So
too.
basically, Jake. Jake, you got crucified.
Oh my gosh, you totally put our faces on. And
what t-shirt size are you?
For not following up.
Large,
he's huge. Well, this was a waste. No one did anything.
Well,
just
no,
like
we did.
Well,
we just
no,
found
wait.
Out that he's
no,
going to
no,
be a
no,
poker
that's
professional.
Not
what about our follow-up on the Gene Chatsky Investing Club?
So how'd that
here's
go,
what
Jill?
Here's what happened. I know. Here, honestly, Ashley, our mutual publicist and I were supposed to talk, and we've been so busy.
Mm.
With honestly like press, like our usual PR, and then this trip for the UN. So I know, instead of getting a good fetish, I've been working on this trip to a refugee camp in the Congo, which has been, I'm actually, so we're leaving on Sunday, and Ash she wants to go. At this point, I don't know if she's going to go because it's like it's so difficult.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, it's all self-funded because I was like, I'm not going to be responsible for you guys
right.
paying to fly me out there
right.
when it's like 3 cents a day or feeding children. And like, there's no way in hell. It's like, oh, Jillian Michaels went out there on the,
yeah.
no way. So it's all self-funded. But the problem is getting around is very, very difficult.
Mm. What do you do with the UN?
So here's
what
I know.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. So because I'm going to Central Africa and I don't plan on getting myself back there again anytime soon, and the gorillas, there's like 90 of them left in the wild or something, and God knows how much longer they're going to be there, which is not long, right? So I was like, all right, we're going to go to Congo because no one goes to Congo. They've never had anybody go to the Democratic wow. Republic of the Congo. No, they don't like the word ambassador, so like nobody, I guess, that they're working with, right? So, you know, and people kind of go in, they do their thing, they raise awareness, you know, they Angelina Jolie has really done a lot of amazing things, but like, you know, there's like the, all right, I go in, I take a photo, not her, she's awesome, but other people are like, I go in on your dime, you travel me, I take a photo op, and then I leave. This is not that. So the idea is no one's been to the DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, to do this kind of work. So we're going over to do Uganda so I could see the gorillas for a few days. But then we're crossing into the Congo to stay at a refugee camp for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So like I'm living
wow,
at a refugee camp for 4 days. And like I had to get like a like all this stuff, you know, and like a sleeping bag liner because you're like in a cot when there's no power and all this stuff. And then it's just to document it and share like what I learn, what I see, and then down the road, you know, for me is like, is there a conversation to be had about making some sort of a documentary?
Mm.
But I don't know what that would look like yet. Right. I got to go.
I remember when we went to India and how visiting one of Mother Teresa's orphanages.
Missionaries. Hope or something.
How positively it impacted you.
Oh.
When you realized that it wasn't about resource. It wasn't about money. It was about just spending time.
Mm-hmm.
Giving someone like attention that needed attention, which was really, really cool. Remember I had that little kid pee-pee shorts?
Yeah.
None of them had diapers.
Aww.
And so I had like a decent little babies and I was like, why do I feel pissed all over? But it's okay.
It's okay. That was a really tough.
Yeah, but it was amazing.
That's what I've been trying to, that honestly, like I haven't had a chance and I really want to do that. Like my goals for this year, my two personal goals. One is to get more involved charity-wise. It was either refugees or adoption.
Mm.
And you think you can do both, but you can't focus on both at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me go do this, learn this, get involved and see how one can raise awareness and you know what you can put in the world. And then I do want to learn more about managing my own finances. And like I've sat down with a few friends who are pretty good at it. And I want to start this thing with Gene for all of us. But that's my last frontier of like really understanding what goes on in my life from like taxes. And I don't, you know, when you invest money, it can be intimidating. That's why like I want to do this thing with Gene. So I will do it for us. I promise. I just have been. Those are my two. Right. I'm like, I'm going to focus on these two things to grow as a person. I got one down. The other one I'm going to need to do when I'm back from the Congo.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, guys, I have a super special treat for you on today's show. Cindy, you want to say?
Yes, we have Susie Orman.
Yeah, money guru extraordinaire, mentor of mine. All around awesomest woman on the planet. Hi, bud.
But I'll tell you something. Oh. Money for your body. What do you think?
I mean,
Do you want to take that train? My body.
Yes.
Your body, but I get to make money in your body. I think I could do it. What do you think?
I would take the train.
It's a great book title.
Because, I mean, how long would it take me to make that much money? I don't know that I have. Although I have been, all the books you've signed to me over the years, I'm finally getting my act together and I'm trying to learn how to, like, take charge of my investing instead of having some guy do it for me.
All right, but let's start there.
I know. Here we go.
We're talking about 10 or 15 years. Jillian, everybody that you gave advice to, how to get your body together, how to do this, waited 10 or 15 years to do what you told them to do, how would that make you feel?
Oh, no. But wait. I can explain. It's, you know what it is? I think it's overwhelming at times, and it's intimidating, and you're like, oh my God, I don't have the time. And I finally have made this commitment to myself that it's like, this year I'm going to learn about my money and like where it's invested and what it all means. And I literally have just started reading Women and Money.
But more than Women and Money, you know what you can do is you can listen to my podcast, Women and Money. You can get it anywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
And that way, when you're driving or you're doing something, you can get educated and you don't have to read the damn book.
I do both. I like both. Both are good, especially because with the book,
I'm telling you, I personally think the podcast is better.
Well, and the podcast is free. I mean, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. But how long have you had the podcast going now, though? It's new.
You know, so the podcast is, I tried it last year.
Okay.
Just to see what I like doing a podcast, because, you know, I don't like commitments. Except to KT. Besides KT, I don't like commitments. I don't want to have to be somewhere at a specific time. I've done it for too long. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So I did it, and I kind of liked it. And then I started up almost full time. So every Thursday and Sunday now, we started in January. So we've been really going since this January, even though there's like 13 or 14 from last year that are also fabulous.
Right. So Suze, here's one of the things I wanted to really touch on. And I'm wondering if you get into any of this stuff as well on the podcast. You know, you and I have been doing these speaking engagements together for Get Motivated, which you guys, if you want to come and get totally motivated and make a lot of money and get really healthy. So when we were connecting and catching up, you started talking to me about how, you know, look, you wanted more downtime, you wanted more you time, you know, and all of that. And you started the podcast and it's all free. And you giving back and people can get all this information. But we touched on the subject of this Me Too movement, and you were talking about how it's made you feel the need to jump back into the fray, and about the financial abuse that goes on for women when it comes to money and control and all of this. And it spoke to me in the most, I don't know, at my core. And I really wanted you to kind of speak to the audience about this and what's going on in the world and what we can do about it.
Yeah. You know, so out of all the things, out of all the years that I've been doing financial advice and TV and nothing has touched me. And maybe that's why you felt it, Jillian, as much as the topic of financial abuse. It was about a year ago now, and the Avon Corporation asked if I would interview 7 women who survived domestic violence. And I said, of course I would. So I came back to, you know, Miami, and I interviewed these 7 women. And when I say these women had a horrific life, and in fact, all of you can see those interviews on thehotline.org, which is the website, the national website for domestic violence. Okay.
Right.
So I'm interviewing the first one, and I'm going, well, you've not only suffered physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, and you've also suffered financial abuse. And she says, what are you talking about? And all seven women were sitting there, because I went from one to the other to the other.
Right.
And all of them got into a horrific, abusive relationship that started with financial abuse. And not one of them, Jillian, not one, had realized that they were financially abused, because they thought that was love. What is financial abuse and how does it start? Financial abuse is you meet somebody and they just are so nice to you and you want to be loved. And so you're going, oh my God, this person loves me so much. And before you know it, if you're a woman or a man, doesn't matter, but usually it's a man and a woman, you move in with him. And within maybe a month or two, he starts to change. And he starts to not wanting you to talk to your mother anymore. He wants you to start staying away from your sisters and your friends and everybody. And now he wants to start controlling the money. And in fact, he starts using your credit cards, and now he's maxed them out. He's taken all of the money with your permission, because you've given it to him, out of your savings accounts. Now you don't have a penny to your name. You go out to work every day, and when you come back, you have to give him the paycheck. And you aren't allowed to see any of the money, to have any money, to have any power whatsoever. Now you are absolutely broke. Now the physical abuse happens, but you can't leave. You can't leave.
You're trapped.
You don't have any money.
You're trapped. Yeah.
Right? And so it happens that way over and over and over again. And when the women say, I say to them, why didn't you know that was financial abuse? They all said, well, I thought he would change. I thought if I gave him money, he'd be okay and he would love me more.
Oh, yeah.
And that, and it's the exact same thing that happens. You know, I don't want to bring up the Michael Jackson thing, but I'm going to. Because, you know, it's me,
yeah.
Is that if you think about it, how did Michael get all of those people to want to come to his house? And what? He bought them a home. He flew them first class. He bought them things they never had any, you know, before. Money plays a big role in every abusive relationship, a big one, because it what traps the woman. And every one of those women, all seven, left with their kid in their arms, their clothes on their back, and not a penny to their name. And then the way that they get them back is that they then end up in a shelter. They then go and they get a job to start to make money. And the husband calls up where this woman is working and says, you know, I just want you to know she's a prostitute. She's a drug addict. I just want to protect you because she, and they tell these lies about her. So then she gets fired. Now she's back in the trap of, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then she ends up having to go back to him.
Yeah. I remember years ago, I had a friend who worked with a shelter called Sojourn, and it was exactly for women, exactly what you're talking about. Women, I'm sorry, victims of domestic violence, but why are they in a shelter? You never put together that they've been controlled with money. You're just like, oh, they're being abused and they're out of the house. But why do they have nowhere to go? Why do they have nothing? It's yeah, everything and you're talking about.
That, and what's so fascinating about it is that, I don't know if you remember this, but years and years ago, back in 1998, I started to talk about FICO scores.
Yeah,
of course. Nobody had ever heard about a FICO score. And I'm on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I want to talk about FICO scores. And the lawyers would not let me talk about it because they had never heard about it. You can't talk about something like that on the Oprah Winfrey Show. We don't even know what that is. Well, obviously, I created FICO Frenzy as time went on, and everybody, and I put FICO on the map. The other day, I'm doing one of the morning shows in March when I'm in New York. And so what happens is I say to them, I want to talk about financial abuse. And Jillian, do you know what they say to me? What is that?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is. Can you explain that to me? Then another morning show wanted me. I said, I want to talk about financial abuse. Well, what is that? It reminded me of the FICO scores. Nobody knew about it, but everybody had one. Do you know one out of four people, women? One out of four women suffer financial abuse. One out of eight women suffer from breast cancer.
Wow.
It ultimately, this is about control, right? Because the person with the money is the person in control. That's the person who has the power.
That's right. And it's not just women who don't have money. You know, since I've been doing the Women and Money podcast, and I have 3 or 4 episodes all about financial abuse on there.
Oh, you do? Okay.
One woman yesterday writes me, she is married and they have $200 million.
What?
$200 million. And she goes into this whole diatribe about how she is financially abused. So it is not about, oh, you're on the streets, uh-huh, you're in this, you have no, no.
It's control.
It is every situation, whether you're working, whether you're not working, whatever it is, you have a good chance that you are entering a financially abusive relationship if your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend won't let you have credit cards, won't let you have control over your money, won't let you be near to your mother or your friends, makes every financial decision for you. When you want anything, they say no, and they have you trapped. This is your life, women. This is your money, women. And you are never going to be powerful in life until you have your own money and power over your own money. Don't you ever, ever give up that power.
How does one, if you're in it, right? So, okay, I'm listening to you and I'm a young kid and I'm not married and I'm dating, whatever. I hear you. I move forward. I have my own bank accounts. I listen to the podcast. I know what to do. Let's put her aside because she's the lucky one. I'm in it. So, for example, I actually know somebody who my ex, Heidi, has a friend who's trapped in a relationship just like this. 2 kids, no job. The car lease is under the partner's name. And I'm like, leave. You know, you've got 2 kids, you get a divorce, but she doesn't leave with what? Leave with nothing, right? Like, she has no money. She doesn't even have a credit card in her name. Like, what does one do to begin to unwind this? Is there a podcast on this? Because it's when you're in so deep and you can't see your way out.
Well, on the domestic violence hotline at thehotline.org, I've given some instructions. Also, Serena Williams is quite into this as well. She is the spokesperson for Purple Purse, which is about financial abuse as well. And so first, you believe it or not, you have got to start somehow getting money on your own. Now, if you're in a relationship and he or she, because it can be both ways there, right, is controlling the money, they'll let you whatever, any money you have, you've got to hide and put somewhere that whatever. So if they give you $50 to go to the grocery store, buy $25 worth of groceries and hide the other $25.
My stepmother did this with my dad. Wow. She was slowly like forging checks, which ended up causing problems because she signed the check, but she was trying to siphon enough money to get away from him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I did not realize, honest to God, until you and I had this conversation, like how many people I know who suffer with this, how many problems this creates, it all of a sudden, like the light bulb went off for me. And it's fascinating, like you said, that no one talks about it. No one knows what it is. No one, because that is the reason so many people stay. So you're right. So you just start like very, very gradually, as much as you can, as quickly as possible, putting money away to get out.
Yeah. Last season podcast, the very last one, there is a woman who got married on the way to the cruise ship for their honeymoon. She now is using her credit card. They go in to get gas. She goes to use her credit card. They're all maxed out.
Oh, my God.
He has been buying all of these things and da-da-da, and she can't figure out how they do it. And they go to get gas. She can't get gas. He's taken all of her money. And this was within the first week, and she stayed with him for a long, long time. She used to, when she would work, she would cash her paycheck. And then she would sew the money into the pajamas of her son so that he wouldn't find it. She had to go to the next town to open up a bank and opened up a post office box so that the statements would go there. Because as soon as her husband would find out that she had money It was gone.
Wow.
So you have to figure out a way. How do you little by little stash money away?
To get out. Yeah.
And sometimes financial abuse leads to physical abuse. And the only difference is one has a black and blue mark.
Yeah.
And women think if you can't see it, if you physically can't see it, then obviously it's not abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know what? This is actually a good opportunity for a quick break. We'll be right back. All right. Everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
There was another thing that we were talking about as well, and I was thinking about Me Too in the workplace, right? And the person I'm dating now, she's very fortunate that she has not experienced that. She's always worked in the family business, and I was trying to explain it to her, right? And I'm like, baby, you don't understand. You know, it's like when you haven't experienced it, it's like, well, I would just quit. I would just this. I'm like, but you've never been in a position where you have rent to pay and bills to pay, and you can't just quit. That night, she comes with me to a dinner, and I want to be, for the very same reasons, I want to be kind of careful, but it was a work dinner. And you could see that one of the women we were dealing with was in this position with her employers very, very clearly. And they were so inappropriate, being, you know, harassed, inappropriate comments, inappropriate touching. And we left the dinner and I was disturbed, and my girlfriend was disturbed. And I was like, okay, so she's got two kids. She's a single mom. What does she do, babe? Just quit? Like, it's not that simple. It's just not that simple. So, like, it happens in the workplace too, though, right?
All the time. You know, what started me on this, which is why I said yes to Avon when they called, because, you know, Jillian, when I turned 65, which was now almost 3 years ago, believe it or not, how can I be that much older than you? Can you just tell me that? But all right, that's another podcast. But let's.
Yeah, but you're that much more successful than me. So if I'm where you are at 68, I'll consider it a massive win. If I'm halfway there at 68.
Right. But so, you know, at 65, I just wanted to know, who was I if I wasn't defined by standing ovations, my own television show, writing for Oprah, being on QVC, all this stuff?
Yeah.
I shut everything down. Everybody thought I had a nervous breakdown, and KT and I moved to a private island. And we were out of fish.
Right. I'm sorry.
And
so
you know,
true.
We sold 5 homes, we sold 5 cars, I fired 77 staff.
Jesus.
And I went, I don't care about any of this stuff. I want to know, who am I? Everybody else knows who I am. But what if, as you get older, because, you know, I would watch some of these women that were on television that couldn't stop. You know, Joan Rivers always would say to me, Susie, my greatest fear is an empty calendar.
Wow.
You know, and I was like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to be okay with, if nobody wants anything I have to say, what do I give a damn? I don't need it. So we went to this private island. We had a great time. We learned how to be master fishermen and women or whatever.
I get pictures of the giant tuna and shit. It's awesome.
Huge. But anyway, and then I'm watching the Me Too movement start. And I'm actually loving my life on the island, loving it. And now I'm getting frustrated because the question had to be asked and answered. Why did these women say yes to sleazeballs like Harvey Weinstein? I mean, you've seen him, but you know, but he's got these beautiful women around him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe he's really just fabulous. So Susie, don't be so shallow because he's not the most attractive thing that that's what you judge somebody on. But okay, I was shallow. And I kept thinking to myself, why are these women saying yes? And I realized, oh my God. They're saying yes because they needed the job, they needed the promotion, they needed the pay raise, they needed the part. Why did they need it? To take care of their family, especially if they had children.
Yep.
And a woman will do anything to take care of her children. Now, granted, some of them just wanted to get ahead or whatever, and they were trapped in it, and they didn't know what to do, and it was horrific. And you're there, and it's like, I don't know what to do. And I was thinking, if they didn't need the part, if they didn't need the money, if they didn't need any of that, how many of them would have said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And so, you know, that's what started me on this. So it wasn't enough for women with the Me Too movement to speak up about, you know, what had happened to them. So great. Now they're doing great. But what about all the women that it hasn't happened to yet?
Right.
What prevents them from getting into that exact same situation? Because we never made that connection. We were just like, I'm going to speak up for myself. But we need to also speak up for the reasons that went on. And maybe we don't know the reasons, and maybe it's 10 times more complicated. But I bet a lot of the situations are about money. And just one other thing, you know, I was the first woman stockbroker hired in the Oakland office of Merrill Lynch back in 1980. And they hired me, Jillian, the manager of the office hired me, telling me women belong barefoot and pregnant.
What?
But they had, but they had to hire me to fill their women's quota because there were no women. And I said to Peter Sansevero, which is what his name was, I think he's dead now. If not, he should be. anyway, is that because he slept with, what a sleaze bag, but that's besides the point. And I said, how much are you going to pay me to make me pregnant? Pay me $1,500 a month. And remember, at the time, I had been a waitress at the Buttercup Bakery making $400 a month.
Yeah.
So it would have taken me 2 years to make that kind of money, what I would make in 6 months. And I took the job.
Yep.
But while I was there, and I don't know where I found my power at that time. Maybe it's because I've always been a lesbian. But I was told, in order to get ahead, you're going to have to sleep with him. Ugh, you're going to have to sleep with the sales manager, because then they'll give you accounts and you'll make a lot of money. And so I walked into the sales manager's office, not even his, Peter's office, because he was worse than Peter. And I said, if you ever approach me in a disrespectful way, I will cut your pecker off. Right? And I left. Right? And they never, ever approached me after that. But wow. One by one, the women that were hired after me all ended up having to sleep with them. Oh, all God. Ended up having to do things for money. And I didn't care, because they already told me they were going to fire me in 6 months. Right? They ended up not firing me, just so you know, because
yeah,
I ended
made
up
so much
suing
money.
Them
oh,
for,
that's...
for various reasons. And because I sued them, they couldn't fire me. But that's a whole nother story.
I do wow. remember that. I remember it. Yep. That's right. Jesus. And I swear, Sue.
But that was 1980.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? And so have things changed? No. Yeah, I don't think anything has changed. I mean, look at all the stories. Look at all the stories.
Yeah. So we need to be, but the bottom line then is we need to be in control of our own destiny. And I know it can feel overwhelming. I personally have felt overwhelmed and have a person investing my money because it can be so overwhelming. And this is why we have experts like Susie. And you can get for free. Podcasts are free, guys. You know you're listening to this one. Women and Money. Susie, that's the name of the podcast, is Women and Money, like the book, or it has a different
name?
Yeah,
Women and Money. And, you know, just go to Apple Podcast and search for, you know, Susie Orman, new Women and Money.
Susie,
it's an old one from last
great.
Year. You only get a few that come up. Don't ask me why. But, you know, there's quite a few. There's like 16, and they're great right now. And I do 2 a week. And you know, we have a thing where you can write in questions to ask Susie.
Just going
to
ask you that.
podcast@gmail.com. And guess what? I've answered almost all of those personally.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. SusiePodcast@gmail.com. S-U-Z-E.
Ask Susie Podcast.
Sorry,
yeah.
I screwed that up.
First, listen to the podcast so you know what to ask.
Go, got it.
Don't go writing me your whole life story, because I don't care about it. Ask me your financial questions.
Susie, this is Cindy. I've listened to your podcast, and it is amazing. It's great. I love it.
Thank you, Cindy.
It's great.
But really, make sure you listen to the ones on financial abuse, especially the one that I did a few weeks ago, part one, they're really amazing stories,
yeah,
and they're all true. And we all have to learn how to speak up. We really do. We all have to learn to speak up. And when we see somebody being financially abused, we need to speak up and talk to that woman and say, listen. And that means if you have a little extra money and you can help them leave the situation, give them the money. Because help them in whatever way you can to get out of it. Because I am telling you, financial abuse leads to something else.
Yeah, it does.
Not good.
Yeah, it does. As always, you are an inspiration, wildly entertaining one. guys, download the podcasts and listen, and then you can ask Susie questions at asksusiepodcast@gmail.com, and it's S-U-Z-E. So, you know, and of course, I love the Women and Money book, because I'm finally like deep into this now, and it's really helping me feel empowered, because I'm gaining an understanding, and it's not overly complicated. So... I can't thank you enough, bud. You're amazing as always.
All right. All right, everybody. Mwah. Cindy. And are we done? Is it over?
Yeah.
For now. For now,
fast.
Susie. We'll reel you back in like one of your giant fish.
Exactly. Give KT big hugs and kisses.
All right, sweethearts. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.